This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root back from New Year's. Wonderful, wonderful New Year's break. Hope you had a great one, too. Happy New Year to all of you. Hour number two. Of course, the airstrike against Soleimani, the general of Iran, the number two man behind the Khomeini, the Ayatollah, is the number one news story in America. Everybody talking about it. I want you to hear how some Hollywood celebrities talk about it. Rose McGowan. Here's a mentally ill woman in the first place. Mentally ill, her whole life has been about abuse, and I'm sorry about that, Rose, but, you know, you're not someone who's a great political expert. You should shut your mouth and stay out of politics. What do you know about politics? John Cusack, another mindless Hollywood liberal, sticking his nose where it doesn't belong. None of you have any talent. You'd be pumping gas. You'd be waiting tables, but instead, you know, you make $20 million a film, so you think you're smart. Cusack, 53 years old, spared no time blasting Trump on Thursday night, letting his 1.6 million followers know he deemed the president clueless for putting United States citizens in danger. McGowan, 46, known for regularly making lewd remarks against Trump on social media, sent out her own series of tweets early Friday, meaning today, attacking the United States and leaving some followers questioning her sanity. Dear Iran, the U.S. has disrespected your country, your flag, your people. 52% of us humbly apologize. We want peace with your nation. We're being held hostage by a terrorist regime, meaning Trump. We do not know how to escape. Please do not kill us. Hashtag Soleimani. Can you imagine? That's like saying hashtag Hitler. You idiot. You mindless little moron. You pea-brained little waitress wannabe. You should go join Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You could be the waitress, she'll be the bartender, and that would be just fine. And I'm sure you're both cute and both smart enough to get really big tips in a nice restaurant or a nice strip club. But as far as running the country, I think you should stay out of the business of important men and women whose job is to keep us safe at night. You're not one of them, Rose McGowan. Neither is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib. Shouldn't even be in the country, some of you. You don't even belong in America. We should just ship them out. Because you're traitors. You're absolute traitors. Let's go over her tweet. Dear Iran, okay, like Iran's your friend. This is like that brainless, pea-headed woman who meant well, another liberal, who said everything's great in Somalia. I'm going to go there and film it and prove how wonderful the Somalian people are. Stop saying bad things about them. She went there and they murdered her and her husband. She got the husband killed too. That's how dumb these pea-brained liberals are. They mean well, the best intentions, and they get everyone around them killed with the severe liberalism and naivete and disrespect for this country. She talks, our next sentence is, the USA has disrespected your country and your flag and your people. Well, you don't mind when Colin Kaepernick goes on the knee and disrespects America's flag and America's military and America's patriots, America's people. That doesn't bother you, but the USA disrespecting a terrorist nation with mullahs who want to kill every Jew and every Christian and every American in the world, you feel bad for them. 52% of us humbly apologize. We want peace with your nation. Can you imagine if these people were around in World War II? They would have sent tweets humbly apologizing to Adolf Hitler while he killed and gassed 6 million Jews, first making sure to rape them and torture them and take everything they owned. She'd want peace with his nation, and she'd humbly apologize to him because we dropped a bomb in his number one general. Then she says we're being held hostage by a terrorist regime, not even realizing that this guy, Soleimani's a terrorist, and Iran's a terrorist regime, not America. You don't know what terrorism is. You should go to Iran. You, Rose McGowan, should go to Iran and watch what happens to you 5 minutes after you get off the airplane, spouting your BS. She says, please do not kill us. If they ever dropped you in Iran, and you had one bad word to say about the mullahs of Iran, you would be raped, tortured, and murdered in 5 minutes. But in a great country of America, the country that you hate, you're allowed to say whatever you stupidly want in your pea-sized brain. You can say whatever you want, and nobody bothers you. McGowan's followers accused her of doing drugs and pleaded with her to take the tweet down or delete her entire account. And she responded to the outcry with another slew of verbal attacks against America and Trump. She said, thanks a lot. I can't say the word, she said. And then her rage-filled Twitter spree continued into the early morning hours when one follower simply requested she delete the tweet apologizing to Iran. She responded, eat, and then a word I can't say on the air, but let's say eat crap. And while the actress pointed out that Soleimani was an evil, evil man, she continued to argue that the United States has no morals. She tweets out, of course Soleimani was an evil, evil man who did evil things, but there's always a but, an excuse when it's a foreigner, but when an American does things that aren't even evil, we're terrible. When we attack evil, we're terrible. But she says, at this moment, that's not the effing point, whether they're evil. The United States is morally corrupt and acts illegally. It's only logical to appeal to Iran's pride by apologizing. I'm taking one for the team. Hashtag team stay alive. Does anyone realize, does she realize how incredibly dumb she is? Does she realize that? McGowan was labeled a traitor. As others outraged by her rant instructed her to move out of the USA. And on early Friday, the president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani, promised to take revenge for this heinous crime. This heinous crime. Yeah, I'm sure. And she would defend their right to attack us. Because you're a traitor. And here's the Democratic candidates responding. Democrat candidates for president. They called Trump's decisive action that resulted in the elimination of Iran's top general, who's killed over 500 American troops. They called it reckless. They doubted the president's judgment. Several candidates took issue. Senator Elizabeth Warren recognized Soleimani as a murderer who was responsible for the deaths of thousands, including hundreds of Americans, yet she described the action as a reckless move. Tulsi Gabbard, I try to tell my conservative friends, who all think she's so great. She's not great. She just knows how to give it good to all the socialists in the Democratic Party to the point where she sounds reasonable and sane. Until you hear her talking about foreign affairs, then you realize she's insane too. She asserted the action violated the Constitution. This was very clearly an act of war by this president without any kind of authorization or declaration of war from Congress, clearly violating the Constitution. Bernie Sanders posted reactions on both of his verified Twitter accounts affirming his anti-war position and promising to do everything he can to prevent a war with Iran. These people they love every country except America. He says, if you think the war in Iraq was a disaster, my guess is the war in Iran would be even worse. Trump's dangerous escalation brings us closer to another disastrous war in the Middle East. Can I remind these people? Number one, Trump took out a terrible, sick man, an evil monster, like a Hitler, like a Saddam Hussein, like an Osama bin Laden. And number two, do they remember that when Obama and Jimmy Carter back down, Obama did nothing in Benghazi, and Jimmy Carter did nothing about the U.S. Embassy and the kidnap of American hostages at that embassy. And the result was we looked like fools with egg on our face, and we looked like a paper tiger, and we looked weak. And now Trump is preventing wars, not starting a war. As I've said on this show a million times, you know, I went to war at my high school. I went to an urban, inner city, dangerous, almost all minority high school. I was the one little white Jewish kid. Got picked on, got beat up, attempted murder a couple times against me. One with a machete. And I fought back, and I won, and I earned all their respect. The only way you earn a crazy country like Iran's respect is to fight back and hit them hard. And if they hit us in retaliation now, you target their oil fields and wipe their oil fields off the face of the earth. We don't need their oil anymore. Do you understand that? That should have nothing to do with our gas prices. Nothing. Because we are now an energy-independent country. We now have more energy than we even can use ourselves. We have enough energy to export energy. We control our energy future. We don't need Iran's energy. So bomb our oil fields to hell. And the people there, oh my gosh, that'll be the end of Iran. And they will overthrow the mullahs, and that'll be the end of their government. Because that's the only thing left to their economy. They've got nothing else left. Former Mayor Pete Butthead stated that Soleimani was a threat to the safety and security of Americans and the nation's national security interest, but he stopped short of approving the action, citing the lack of consultation with Congress. Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg recognized Soleimani as a murderer with the blood of Americans on his hands, but doubted Trump's ability to make a sound decision. In any case, great job by Trump. These people are all nitpickers. These people are all running for president against Trump. They got to say something. They got nothing else to say. What are they going to say? Great job, President Trump. The country's behind you. Not much reason to run for president if that's what you're going to say, right? They got nothing to say. So they make stuff up. Great job, President Trump. You got the Iranians right where you want them now. You did what you had to do to put the entire world as notice. New sheriff in town. We're not a paper tiger. Attack Americans and we hunt you down wherever you are. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Wild day today. We got some callers. We'll take them in a second. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I want to mention the sponsor of the show is Real Water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. It tastes great. I can't stand drinking any other water but my Real Water. And they've upped their game with Real Water Concentrate. It's a little bottle and a few squirts of this Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, on the go in a restaurant, you can add it to your water, you can add it to your coffee, your tea, your juice, or even cheap wine. It improves the taste, and of course, it adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundant powerhouse. And here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217, 702-381-1217. Get your free bottle. And if you live in Vegas, tell them you'll just stop by the plant and get it. You don't need shipping and handling. 702-381-1217 or go to teamgetreal.com, teamgetreal.com. Let's grab a caller real quick. We've got J.D. on the line. J.D., you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? J.D., are you there?
Glad to have you. Yes, I am.
Can you hear me? There you go. What's on your mind?
I'm doing great.
Happy New Year.
Glad you're back. Likewise. The two words of the day that I've heard ever since 10 o'clock last night, assassinate and assassinated. this general Joey Mottagot out there. Why was he in Baghdad? Iraq 2 days after the bombing of our embassy. Our intel and our military is so precise and so good. President Trump sent a message terrorist all over the world. You know, this Margaret Brennan, that's the host of the 50 Face the Nation on the Sunday shows. She was a reporter in Libya during Benghazi, and she came on the air, I'll never forget, but said Ambassador Stevens has passed away. Well, this morning on three different shows she was on, and she said, this, I quote, this is an act of war by President Trump. She used the word assassinated three times. The media and the Dems are putting themselves in such a box that I don't think they'll ever get out of. This is so, and then you had comments from Ben Rhodes, Obama people, criticizing the Trump thing and not mentioning any of their involvement. This is absolutely ridiculous. You got Senator, what's his name, Murphy from Connecticut, and Schumer on the Senate floor. This sends a message to our enemies that the Democratic Party is not behind our president when it comes to national security.
Right. No kidding. Not behind them. They're on the side of Iran. And by the way, good news just in. I mean, good news. An airstrike kills five members of an Iran-backed militia. An Iraq official confirms an airstrike today hit two cars carrying members of an Iran-backed militia north of Iraq's capital, Baghdad, killing five members. The official added the identities of those killed, not immediately known. It's not immediately clear who launched the strike. I guarantee you it's the United States or perhaps Israel, but it's Trump-inspired and coordinated, I'm sure. It comes 24 hours after the U.S. airstrike killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, leader of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, otherwise known as the Elite Quads Force, and others. So President Trump...
I think President Trump showed extreme patience. They're not bringing up the fact that he did not do anything when they shot down our drone. He did not do anything when they blew up the Saudi Arabian oil fields. He did not do anything when they were pirating ships in the Straits of Hormuz. He just kept warning them and warning them and warning them. And finally, if these Democrats and the media cannot see that he had to take this action to show them that we mean business and every terrorist in the world will hunt you down. I don't remember any of the criticism when Obama got Bin Laden. He wasn't assassinated, was he?
Right, exactly. They didn't call it that. They call that justified. So, you know, and by the way, I think Dershowitz, the smartest lawyer in the world, and he says Trump had more legal justification eliminating Soleimani than Obama had with Osama bin Laden. So it just goes to show you these people are just dumb. They're dumb and they're evil and they are just so predictable. And they're just broken records. Everything Trump does is no good. Everything Obama did was good. If you put the same Trump actions in the mouth in the hands of Obama, they call him a hero and they throw him a ticker tape parade. Ridiculous. JD, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Wayne Allyn-Root, Raw and Unfiltered here on USA Radio. Don't forget, hour number three coming up in a half hour is Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, on Cox Cable now right here in Las Vegas every night, 5 o'clock West Coast time. Channel 96 on Cox Cable here in Vegas. We're also on in Phoenix and San Diego and Orange County, California, and all over the country on Cox Cable, 6.2 million homes. Of course, we're on with Comcast Xfinity and 30 million homes. We're on DirecTV. We're on Dish TV. We're everywhere. Wayne Allyn-Root Show, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, coming up next.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
President Trump's comments after the U.S. kills a top Iranian general. The president continues,
I have deep respect for the Iranian people. They are a remarkable people with an incredible heritage and unlimited potential.
The president's comments come less than 24 hours after an airstrike led to the death of Iranian military leader Qassem Soleimani. Democrats on the 2020 campaign trail reacting to the news, including former Vice President Joe Biden.
Now the administration has said the goal of killing Soleimani was to deter future attacks by Iran. But the action almost certainly will have the opposite impact.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You can
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. More to talk about with this missile strike and all these idiots in Congress and idiots in Hollywood who actually attack everything Trump does and make it out like he's Hitler. And meanwhile, we just killed someone who really was Hitler-like, and they can't even see that. That's what's so amazing. The blind, deaf, and dumbness of liberals, amazing. Before I get to our esteemed guest, former retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel, I want to remind you that the sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty HealthShare. And, it just doesn't get better than Liberty HealthShare. The healthcare enrollment, open enrollment period is over, and most people think, oh, I missed it. I can't change for a whole year. No, you can. You can sign up anytime, 365 days a year, 7 days a week, every minute of every hour of every day with Liberty HealthShare, because they've got exemption. It's Christian health sharing. They're a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not insurance. That means you could sign up any time of year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 a month. Liberty has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. They did it for me. I had kidney stone surgery back in February of last year, and they paid the whole $27,000 hospital bill and the doctor bill and the anesthesiologist bill and the surgeon bill and the doctor visits before that and the specialist before that and the CAT scan before that. And all I paid was a $2,500 deductible, and they took on the rest, which I assume was probably, once you add it all together, probably close to $40,000. They took it all. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root and tell them Wayne Root sent you. libertyhealthshare.org, and then put a slash and then put Wayne Root and tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you're going to get the best treatment, red carpet VIP treatment you've ever received. All right, let's grab our guest, Lieutenant Colonel Sargis Sangari, if I'm pronouncing that right. Hopefully I am. Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, served 6 years of combat deployment in the Middle East, CEO of the Near East Center for Strategic Engagement, and founder of the United Assyrian Appeal. Lieutenant Colonel Sangari, how are you?
It's good to be here, Wayne. Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
Thank you. Now, there was just an airstrike north of Baghdad. Moments ago, this was reported. Breaking news. Airstrike north of Baghdad kills 5 members of the Iran-backed militia. An Iraqi official tells the Associated Press, I got to assume, and I assume a smart guy like you assumes, that this was just more of the United States military taking out bad guys under the direction of President Trump. What do you think?
Yes, these are going to be part of it. The major strike, of course, happened with General Soleimani being killed and the second-in-command of the Hashi Shabi. But this is just part of the process of ensuring that the what he had set up in there, which was part of their regular warfare missions under their Ramadan headquarters, is pretty much going to be decimated. Right now there's a vote being taken in the Iraqi parliament, where the Hashi Shabi and the Hezbollah operating in Iraq has stated if anybody in the parliament of Iraq votes against the removal of U.S. forces from Iraq, then we're going to expose their names and their addresses and let the people take vengeance against them. So this is part of trying to embolden the Iraqi government to ensure that they make the right decision in the long run.
So the U.S. airstrike, I believe it was yesterday, or was, you know, maybe 36 hours ago, the U.S. airstrike killed the top Iranian general, Qasem Soleimani, and Trump said he was plotting imminent and sinister attacks against American forces and American troops and American interests in Iraq and maybe around the Middle East. My question to you is, does that sound like a true story? Does that sound like something you would agree with?
Yes, actually, the Iranian government would agree. And there was internal fighting in the Iranian government while where the foreign minister Zarif in May of 2019 threatened to resign. He handed in his resignation letter, said that Soleimani is running around all over the Middle East and doing things without me knowing, and the foreign ministry of Iran had no clue where Soleimani was going to pop up. He was one of the hardliners who was still using the old tactics that had been used during the Iran-Iraq war against U.S. forces to try to control the region. He had pretty much created a government inside of the Iranian government with capability to project outside of Iran. And in this case, Zarif was not very much of a supporter of what he was doing. So killing of Soleimani now establishes one capability, one governmental institution in Iran that we can negotiate for future possible agreement with.
What do you think the reaction of the Iranians is going to be? Are they going to take vengeance? Is there going to be a new level of attack against America, American forces, American interests? Are they stupid enough to taunt President Trump now that he's made it clear what he's capable of? Do you actually think they're going to attack us?
I think they got the point. Ayatollah Khamenei, for the first time, he's actually attending the National Security Committee special session, looking at what is going to be the response back. And if you listen to what Khamenei said and listen to what the president of Iran, listen to what the foreign minister said, they both stated that, you know, this will empower, embolden the root of resistance. And they said that the people will not accept it. But none of them said that we are going to use every possible government apparatus, multi, non-military, to be able to take vengeance against what happened to Soleimani. So as much as I think we got people in D.C. that are more focused on their next election and are, you know, using the term that this is going to be something that is going to be devastating for the region, even you hear from the leadership of Iran that it seems like they were pretty happy that Soleimani was removed off the stage.
Yeah, well, I mean, the people were dancing in the streets, some of them. I'm sure this guy tortured their relatives and killed their relatives. He was a real world-class killer and torturer. So, you know, he was a bad, evil guy that's been eliminated from the world. Aren't you just shocked that Democrats can't at least say, hey, look, we're running for president against Trump. We don't like Trump. We don't like his foreign policy. We don't like his tax cuts. We don't like his views on Obamacare. But, hey, you know, on this one, we're Americans and we stand behind the president. Wouldn't that be the normal response you'd expect?
It would be if you have a deep understanding of foreign policy, but I've dealt with a lot of folks in Congress. I can tell you there's a lot of people that have a shallow understanding of foreign policy in itself. So you got to listen to what not just the people in Iraq on the streets are doing, which are celebrating his death. You got to listen to what the leadership of Iran is saying about him. And they're literally saying that, you know, this is going to embolden the resistance against the United States. But there's nothing that has come out as an official statement from the Iranian government that says we're going to use every means to our power to take vengeance. Now, of course, you can see what is happening now with some demonstrations, especially in Kashmir. You've seen that in Lahore, Pakistan, where the U.S. Embassy has been secured by the Pakistan forces, including their military, cut off all the roads that are entering that area. We are removing members of our embassy. And also, you can see that right now, as I'm speaking to you, we have individuals that are in the oil companies, both European and U.S., leaving Iraq. So that is part of the process. But in the long run, if this strike is going to reset our negotiations with Iran for a possible another deal to look at a long-term deal with them, then so be it.
And could it reset our negotiations with North Korea? I would think that Lil Kim out there would be a little bit nervous now and realize that Trump is a guy who means what he says, and the new sheriff's in town, and he could obliterate me or make a missile strike against my palace. It's got to set all the evil dictators around the world on edge, don't you think?
Well, it does set the precedence that, look, there's a different regime you're dealing with. The problem with North Korea is I just came back from South Korea conducting a strategic assessment there. Our so-called ally, in this case President Moon of South Korea, has bypassed our sanctions against North Korea. He's been working with the Chinese, really moving South Korea into the hemisphere of China more than U.S. Needed policy. He's worked against the Japanese, which are providing security requirements for both Japan and South Korea. So our worry is that if Moon wins election 2/3 of the National Assembly, come April of next year, it would be very difficult. If you listen to the people of South Korea, they are not happy with what Moon is doing to include their military. So let's see what happens in April of next year. If these allies listen to the current POTUS's vision for the region, we'll be able to get to a winning stage earlier than later.
Let's finish up this interview. We're talking to Lieutenant Colonel Sargis Sangari. He's a retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, served 6 years of combat deployment in the Middle East. He's the founder of the United Assyrian Appeal and the CEO of the Near East Center for Strategic Engagement. Last question would be about South Korea's President Moon. Why does he continue to support North Korea and China and working against U.S. interests?
He's always been closer to North Korea, family relations going back to when his family even had left in the 40s because of the war. So he's, he really doesn't have deep roots in South Korea. And part of what he has made the calculation on is that if I go off of this, what he calls the blood and soil requirement, which is a far less type of nationalism, I'll be able to get to a unity phase with the North Koreans. Unfortunately, there's more of a surrender of South Korea to North Korea than actually bringing unity to the project.
All right, Lieutenant Colonel Sargis Sangari, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, we appreciate you coming on and giving us some facts and some details to back up what's going on in the Middle East. He is the CEO of the Near East Center for Strategic Engagement and founder of the United Assyrian Appeal. Thank you, Lieutenant Colonel Sangari.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Wayne Allyn, Raw and Unfiltered, up next. Lots to talk about this missile strike. Everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each, delivered. 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall, but he can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. It's time to take a stand, and that's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together, rootwall.com. And then I've got to say that statement at the end of it, disclaimer, Root for the Wall PAC paid for, responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, rootwall.com. All right, so Ilhan Omar and Ted Cruz clash as the senator claims Democrats outraged over Iranian terrorist death. Senator Ilhan Omar mocked Senator Cruz on Friday after the senator suggested she and other Democrats were outraged over the death of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. Cruz is responding to a tweet in which Omar called on members of Congress to step in and prevent President Trump from engaging in an armed conflict with Iran. And Cruz tweeted, according to the Obama Department of Defense, Qasem Soleimani was a terrorist directly responsible for the murder of over 500 U.S. servicemen and women. Why are congressional Democrats outraged that he's finally dead? And in response, Omar suggested Cruz was purposefully overlooking the actual nature of her criticism. We were outraged the president would assassinate a foreign official, possibly setting off another war without congressional authorization, and has zero plan to deal with the consequences. But of course, you know that. She also tweeted a quote in which Cruz, President Trump's former opponent in the 2016 race, cast doubts on Trump's ability to lead. She also criticized Trump, indicating he was doing exactly what she predicted. Former President Obama predicted he would do with Iran, start a war. This reckless mind is now leading us to war. So that's what she had to say, but here's what Dershowitz has to say. Good old Alan Dershowitz, the smartest lawyer in the world, Harvard Law School professor, emeritus Alan Dershowitz, said Thursday evening, President Trump has even more legal authority to eliminate Qasem Soleimani than former President Barack Obama had to take out Osama bin Laden in 2011. Soleimani was a combatant. There's no doubt he fit the description of combatant. He was a uniformed member of an enemy military who was actively planning to kill Americans, American soldiers, and probably as well American civilians. It was the right thing to do. It was legally justified, and I think we should applaud the president for his decision. We send a very powerful message to the Iranian government. We'll not stand by as the American embassy is attacked, which is an act of war. We will not stand by as plans are being made to attack and kill American soldiers. I think every president who has had any degree of courage would do the same thing, and I applaud our president for doing it, and members of the military carried it out, risking their own lives and safety. I think this is an action that will have saved lives in the end. President Obama would have done the same thing if the shoe were on the other foot, if he could prevent the killing of American soldiers by killing a combatant, estimated Dershowitz. The president doesn't need congressional authorization or any legal authorization. The president, as the commander-in-chief of the army, is entitled to take preventative actions to save the lives of the American military. Donald Trump didn't threaten a war. He didn't start a war. He asked to respond to criticism of the attack by the likes of former Obama National Security Aide Ben Rhodes. Dershowitz said this is very similar to what Obama did with Ben Rhodes' authorization and approval without Congress's authorization in killing Osama bin Laden. In fact, that was worse in some ways because that was a revenge act. There was no real threat that Osama bin Laden will carry out any future terrorist acts. Moreover, he was not a member of an official armed forces in uniform, so it is a fortiori term from what Obama did and Ben Rhodes did that a President Trump has complete legal authority in a much more compelling way to have taken military action that was taken today. And Lindsey Graham had a good take on this thing, Senator Lindsey Graham, South Carolina. He said Qasem Soleimani is dead because he miscalculated President Trump. He's dead because he miscalculated how Trump would respond to an impending attack against Americans in Iraq. The intelligence was that Soleimani was orchestrating chaos in Iraq at our expense and throughout the region, Lindsey Graham explained. The president was informed of these potential attacks and he acted. This was a defensive strike to neutralize future attacks that were planned and executed by Soleimani and the Popular Mobilization Front, the Shiite militias in Iraq. Graham said Trump acted to prevent holy hell from occurring in Iraq and the region, and Soleimani did not think the United States would take such a bold action. He's not dead today because of what he did in the past, meaning killing over 500 American soldiers. He's dead today because he miscalculated what President Trump would do regarding future attacks. Graham was asked by about Iranian President Hassan Rouhani's promise to respond to the airstrike with harsh retaliation. And Graham said President Trump must now make it clear to Iran that any such retaliation will put their oil refineries at risk. Their oil refineries are the last thing they have in terms of an economy. Echoing the words of Mike Pompeo, Graham took to Twitter, writing that the killing of Soleimani, who had American blood in his hands, was a major blow to the Iranian regime. If you want to stay in the oil business, leave America and our allies alone and stop being the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. I want to throw something in here in the seconds I've got left. Largest state sponsored terrorism country in the world, Iran. And Barack Obama couldn't wait to give them billions and billions of dollars. I believe $150 billion plus interest they didn't even ask for. That was Barack Obama.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Essay.